بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد الحمد لله. As many of you are aware, the topic of discussion which was chosen for this year, for this Ramadan, was habits, breaking bad habits and developing, building new habits in this month of Ramadan. Many people over the last few days have asked that, what exactly does this mean, or what exactly are we going to be discussing in this series? So I thought, inshallah, today I'll just briefly share an introduction to this series, and then inshallah from tomorrow we can commence formally. See, the idea, the motivation behind this series is that for many people, Ramadan comes and Ramadan goes, and there really isn't any measurable change. Ramadan for many people has become just a ritual, it's become just a month like any other month. Yes, we fast, yes, we perform extra salah, salatul taraweeh, tahajjud, qiyamul layl. But at the end of the month, if we look back and we ask ourselves, how much have we really changed? For many individuals, the answer to that is nothing. That the same sins that I was involved in on the 29th of Sha'ban are the same sins that I'm still involved in on the 1st of Shawwal. See, this month of Ramadan, it gives us the tools that we need to change. But we ourselves have to make the firm resolution. We ourselves have to take steps to enact change within our lives. Just merely going through the motions of Ramadan is not going to bring about change in our lives. Like the hadith mentions, كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الظَّمَأُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرُ. Many individuals, they fast throughout the month of Ramadan, but the only thing that they get is thirst, get hungry, that's about it. Many people stand up in the nights of Ramadan, but the only thing they achieve is they get tired, their legs hurt, their back pains, but there is no change in their lives at the end of the month of Ramadan. Hence, those who put together this series, may Allah Ta'ala reward them, they sat down and they brainstormed, what are certain traits, certain qualities, certain habits which are very prevalent, very rampant in society today? Bad habits that we can try and make an effort in this month of Ramadan of getting rid of them. Not to say that we have all of these bad habits in our lives, but inshallah, by us learning about them, if we have them in our lives, then we can make an effort to remove them. And if we don't have them in our lives, then we can thank Allah Ta'ala and we can use this as a means of inshallah protection, that by us learning about them, we'll be on the lookout and we'll be on guard to ensure that we don't ever fall into them. At the same time, to keep it balanced, we'll also be speaking about certain good traits. So one is we want to get rid of bad habits, and number two is we want to implement good habits in this beautiful month of Ramadan. So I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to identify whatever bad habits we have in our lives. May Allah ta'ala allow us to get rid of them in this month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to build positive qualities, develop positive habits in this month of Ramadan. Not just in the month of Ramadan, but we want to build such habits which will be long-lasting, or should I say life-lasting, that even after the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we can continue to practice upon these habits. In Urdu they say, and I'll conclude with this, جو زندگی کو گزاریں گا رمضان کی طرح موت اس کے پاس آئیں گا عید کے چاند کی طرح. That individual who will live his entire life like how he lives it in the month of Ramadan, then the angel of death will meet him with the joy, the happiness, the jubilation with which a fasting person receives the news that the day of Eid has come. That just like after an entire month of effort, a person is so happy, okay, tomorrow is Eid, it's a day of a celebration, a day where I'm going to spend time with my family, it's a day of feasting, and he's so excited for the day of Eid. Likewise, a person who will live his entire life in a good manner, like how he lives it in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, his death will come to him in the same way. May Allah Ta'ala make that a reality for all of us. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.